Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Okay, welcome to Techno Progressivo. You are listening to DJ Waff on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. It's been a long time since I've been here. It's been about a month or so. I just wanted to kind of fix a few things up there before I did the show again, and I have done so. So that's what we're going to do tonight. Show's going to be broken into a couple of different speeds tonight. I'm going to go slow, medium, and then fast to kind of wrap things up at the end of the night. A couple of things I want to tell you before I get going here. I will be on my Facebook page, which is Techno Progressivo. It's two words. And you can also check out a mix, which will be quite different than the mix that you hear on the show tonight, but on my SoundCloud page, which is www.soundcloud.com/ DJ-WA. Okay, so right into the mix here is more of the deep house part for the first four tracks. First up is Ripperton with a track called Let's Hope. So I'll see you in about 20 minutes.
me, I won't release. Something to satisfy my needs. I got that pressure building deep inside of me. Deep, deep, deep inside of me. Something to satisfy my needs. I got that pressure building deep inside of me. I won't release. Something to satisfy my needs. I got that pressure building deep inside of me. Deep, deep, deep inside of me. Something to satisfy my needs. Deep, deep, deep.
Listen, if they're so hot, I'm gonna tear up the charts, babe.
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
The AMS Sexual Assault Support Center is happy to present its new collaboration with My Sister's Closet, a social enterprise of battered women support services. The SASC's Got Consent clothing items will be sold at My Sister's Closet, located at 1092 Seymour Street in Vancouver. The Got Consent initiative is a preventative campaign that creatively touches upon the necessity for consent to be present during all sexual encounters. The Got Consent branding is visible on a variety of clothing items, including t-shirts, underwear, and tank tops. It's also available at the SASC and the UBC Wellness Center in the sub, in addition to at My Sister's Closet. For more information on the Sexual Assault Support Center at UBC and the Got Consent campaign, go to ams.ubc.ca/SASC.
Okay, welcome back to Techno Progressivo. You're listening to DJ Wah. I just finished playing off a snippet of a song called Criminal Loop by Climbers. Next up will be Nick Fanciulli's mix of Paulo Rocco's track, People Say. This track is huge right now. I heard it on a Sharam podcast earlier this week, and I also heard it on a DJ Chess podcast just yesterday. So check this out if it's something you like, enjoy, and this is the medium speed part of the mix. So I'll talk to you again in about 15 minutes. Okay, bye-bye.
32nd Annual Vancouver International Film Festival, one of the largest festivals in North America, runs from September 26th to October 11th. Over 140,000 film fans enjoy a dynamic roster of 340 films from 70 countries. Considered one of the most accessible and friendly festivals, the 16-day annual celebration of film features renowned Canadian, Asian, international, and award-winning films, as well as documentaries from around the globe. For full details, go to viff.org.
Sob skank, Scotty spanks butts. He skanks when he struts. No one told him never to be rude.
Boy,
he dresses like a gangster.
He wrestled with an hamster.
He's here to get you all in the nude.
Boys
and girls,
it's not just this scene, all it's showing you really is. Scotty Scenic Drive, Monday, 11 a.m. to noon. 101.9 FM, CITR Vancouver.
Tell me a bit about yourself, who you are, where you're from, the style of music that you do, and anybody that's inspired you to do what you currently do.
This is a higher level. I'm from Scarborough. I create a multicultural music style where I sample music from all over the world, regardless of genre. So what I try to do is just take bits and pieces from everybody's music, put it together in a mix that represents who I am and, you know, where I'm from, and maybe can tell a little story about that while everybody gets down.
Okay, do you have any specific artists that have really inspired you that are maybe non-Canadian?
I have tons of international influence, you know, because again, I can't say only one person inspired me, because that would be a lie. Music inspires me. I like all kinds of different music, but if I have to think about things that were people who helped me in my music journey into what I'm doing now, I would have to say Kraftwerk. That's the first time I heard something electronic.
What do you think of the current state of electronic music?
EDM is just imitation, watered down electronic music made by certain people from a certain region. This is just a marketing umbrella, just like urban is a marketing umbrella. And they steal it, they water it down, they insert fake artists in it. We'll call it EDM. A little bit of Coca-Cola money, you know what I mean?
It gets to start feeling where every song is starting to sound the same.
I 100% agree with you. And if you remember Hadaway, I would say so. Right now, we're in that era 100%.
What is something that you're working on now?
I always make music every day. It's a daily thing.
Do mostly is with a digital audio workstation on a computer, or how do you do most of your production?
Because I'm 100% sample based.
Okay.
So that's my main tool now. Whether to make the type of music I make, you can use a computer, you can use a hardware, you can use software, you can use whatever you want. But the main tool is music, because that's what's personal to me.
So what do you see happening for the future of electronic music, and what do you hope happens to the future of electronic music?
What I see is what I've been seeing for a while. It's going back to the underground for a while. We're not going to hear real electronic music for a bit. Electronic music in Europe, it's going to start again. There's going to be another generation. They're going to bring it, and it's going to be crazier than we can imagine. I hope that here in Canada, we just separate from that completely. Make sure that we're not part of what happened with EDM. You know what I mean? That was purely like, that's not our thing, and we hopefully create our own style. Alright, so thanks again for having me on the show. This is Higher Level, and you're listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Okay, thanks a lot to Higher Level, out of Scarborough, Ontario. It's Ontario's Breakmeister, I'd like to call him. I interviewed him probably about 2 or 3 months ago, and I was finally able to compile and edit and put all that together. I put Higher Level's link on my Facebook page, which is Techno Progressivo. If you're into breaks and you like that kind of stuff, check him out. Okay, it's definitely worth doing. So that's the end of the old media mix. I'm going to go cut into the big speed ending part of the show here, and I'm going to do a first up here is a remake of a track that was big, I think, around 2005. Coburn with We Interrupt This Program, but definitely a new mix of this on the Great Stuff label. So enjoy this, and I will see you in about 15 minutes.
something to uplift me. Yeah, I wanna worry you. I cry tonight, I'm calling you to make this move right. 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 To make this move right.
Okay, that wraps up another episode of Techno Progressivo, and what a way to finish, except with an orgasm. So that was Sinasia Tamamovich's track called Orgasm. That was Holland's remix of that. I hope you enjoyed the show, and again, if you like the show, you can go to iTunes and listen to the podcast there. You can also go to my SoundCloud page, which is www.soundcloud.com/DJ-WA, that's W-A, and you can hear a mix. It's not remotely similar to the mix I played tonight, but it is a mix there that's free for downloading. Okay, right before I wrap up here, track from the past, I'm going to go back to 1999 with a track I first heard on a Paul Oakenfold mix CD. I think it was called The Great Wall. In fact, it was called The Great Wall. And this is Leo and Bushwhacka's track called Deep South. So hope you enjoy that. I will be back here in 2 weeks, and take care.